everyone. I'm Lauren MacIver.
And I'm Teresa Rocha.
And this is
Teen Mom Time.
We're here to fill you in on all the fight.
Why are you so white trash?
All the custody battles.
Corey's trying to take our kids from me.
All the romance drama.
Getting divorced, period.
And so much more.
Hi, hi. You're both high.
I'm just trying to be a good person and a good role adult.
On this week's episode, we'll be discussing Farrah's baby bombshell, the first photo of Ryan after jail, plus the latest details on Chelsea's house robbery. Teresa, how are you?
I cannot stop laughing.
Oh, we just had a great, 10 minutes of just pure laughter.
Okay, so by the time you guys are listening to this, it will already have been deleted, but Lauren and I caught it before Tyler Baltiera was able to erase it.
Yes.
So basically, he posted a photo of his new tattoo on Instagram. And at first look, I thought it was a penis.
Yes, I did too. I saw it at my desk because we get the alerts for their tweets. And I saw, his praise about this tattoo artist. And I looked and I was like, whoa, penis.
So it's Batman holding Veda. Mind you, Veda is how many months now? Three?
Two.
2 months.
Yeah.
She is 4 years old in this photo, in this tattoo, basically. And Batman is holding her.
It's just,
with a penis hat.
Yeah. So we know Tyler is a big Batman fan.
That's fine.
But the shading on the head. First of all, Batman's head is very thin.
Wait, let me pull up the photo.
Yeah,
I screenshot it before he was able
Teresa
to.
Teresa got it.
Yeah.
So if we're looking at the hat, it's just the shading is what makes it look like a penis. And also it's just so thin.
I can't unsee it. You see the head of the penis. And at the very top, you see that part.
It's just, it's really, really, I can't stop. I have to send this to my friends who are also Teen Mom fans.
God.
I hate to say it because it's such a beautiful tattoo. And I think,
I like the tattoo. I like the meaning.
I like the idea and the meaning. I just think it could have been better. Because what is his tattoo for Nova?
It's the Batman symbol, I believe. And it says Novali.
Okay.
Let me Google.
Have one for Carly?
Didn't they get the handprints, the footprints?
The footprints.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Remember Butch, the famous line, "You got a tattoo for a kid you don't even have.
Yes. Butch, we love you. But yeah, it's a horrible tattoo. And he definitely, I think, needs to just change the hat.
But why is Batman's head that long?
No.
It's not even the shading. It is the shading, but it's also the length of the head.
It's just everything. It's just, I feel really bad because I'm a big, big fan of Tyler and Kate.
Yeah.
But I'm just not a fan of this. And I just can't fully defend this. I can't support it. It's Batman has a penis. I can't.
And it's not Lauren and I being perverted because before he deleted it, I got comments and literally everyone said I thought that was a penis. So it's only us.
Yeah. So it's just poor Tyler.
But you know what, Lauren? This may be the reason why I do not have a tattoo. All my life, I've wanted a tattoo. I've bounced around with ideas. I think it's the fact that every single Teen Mom star has an awful tattoo.
Amber Portwood.
Everyone. Leah's face on Amber Portwood. Macy's tattoos.
Tattoos of a hot air balloon, I think. I don't know. It's just a disaster.
Chanel's cheetah on her thigh.
Oh, and now she has that octopus with the ink splatter.
Kale's, I think if I had to pick the best Teen Mom tattoo, I'd pick Kale's tattoos. I think the shading is nice. I'm not a fan of the actual art, but the shading, it looks fine.
It looks fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely looks fine. I'm trying. Chelsea and Leah have little ones.
Does Chelsea have tattoos?
Yeah, she has like ankle, I think maybe wrist, back of her neck. She has a couple.
Yeah, and then Leah has little ones, you said?
I think so. I feel like they all have tattoos. Does Farrah?
I don't think Farrah has any tattoos.
Yeah.
She can't mark up that body. That's her moneymaker.
That's the only way she can get attention.
What does Kim K say? Don't put a tattoo on a Bentley.
Don't put a
bumper sticker on a Bentley.
So I guess Farrah lives by that. I don't know.
Not a bad thing to live by.
I always wanted a tattoo. I don't have any.
Yeah.
And I was actually going to get one in college.
I was going to get one when I was in England.
Yeah.
What were you going to get?
I love horoscopes. I know a lot of people don't believe in them. People are like, oh, all because it says, you know, you're going to have a great day doesn't mean that.
Wait, my Gemini horoscope is like double. The Gemini means like twins. It's like two personalities. Is that not me?
That is 100% you. Yeah. I could confirm this. And I'm sure our producer, Sam, can also confirm that Teresa has multiple personalities. And, you know, I've known you for what, like 3.5 years?
Yeah. Almost?
And I've learned to just love them all.
Love them all.
Just accept them. So I was actually going to get a Pisces symbol like my freshman year. I had an ex-boyfriend. He was like covered in tattoos. And I was like, ooh, you're so hot.
That's Lauren's like biggest turn on with a guy is tattoos.
And I was like, oh my God. And then I just
wanted,
yeah. And I just like wanted to get a tattoo so we could be like this tattoo couple. Oh, I'm cringing just saying this out loud. But yeah, and I was going to get a Pisces sign, which is a fish. It's like, thank God
you didn't get that.
I thank God I did not go through with it.
Wait, can I tell you what I wanted to get?
Not that there's anything against that, but when I just not for me.
When I turned 18, I wanted to get a peace sign because I used to love peace signs.
Yeah, that's kind of cute.
No, I wanted to get it, but like not like I wanted the right. I wanted it to be like writing in the shape of a peace sign, and it was gonna say, "Love the life you live. Live the life you love."
Oh, thank God you did not get that.
I was 18.
Yeah, I was probably like 18, 19,
yeah.
A freshman.
Yeah, thank God we didn't do it.
Thank God. I mean, I really still want to get one. I want to get maybe like "I love you" written in my parents' handwriting.
Can you stop? Oh, wow. That? Okay, Mackenzie Edwards.
Oh, well, that doesn't count. These are people that are going to stick by my side.
That's actually
yeah. Beautiful. And then for my kids, I think are, you know, I don't think I would ever get one for my husband. I don't know.
No.
But my kids and my parents are definitely, but I mean, not anytime soon. So we'll see.
My thing is like, I've wanted to get so many tattoos.
Yeah.
And there have been tattoos I've wanted to get for years that I still really like. I think one day I'm going to get it. I just, I don't know. I just haven't had the urge to go.
Yeah.
I think one day I will.
Yeah. I always loved Angelina's tattoos for her kids, like the longitude and latitude, whatever it's called for her kids. But I'm like, my kids are going to be born on Long Island. Like, it's not anything fun and beautiful. So it's just
lame. I love tattoos like that where you don't know what it is.
Yes.
I like those tattoos. I don't like the obvious ones.
Yeah. So one day, I mean, you never know. Yeah. When we're just going to come on here and say we have tattoos now.
One thing that we do know is that they will not be in the shape of a penis.
Yes. That is one request. Don't put a penis tattoo on me, please.
Nope.
That is our one request. Tyler, if you're listening, please fix it. ASAP, we still love you, but just get it fixed.
Just get it fixed. And I think he will because he deleted it, so.
Yes. So before we get into all the T-Mom news, there was quite a lot happening this week. I just want to thank everyone for giving me all the advice on Game of Thrones. I'm on like episode 4. It's going well, but I just wanted to thank everyone for their advice. It is so helpful. Once I get more into it, I'll keep you updated. But now I'm like still learning. So it's like just one big blur, basically. But I just wanted to thank everyone. It was very sweet advice.
And I want to thank everyone who gave their love to Kiwi, my hermit crab. I did post the photo on my story. Got a lot of comments on it. He's in a better place.
Yes.
So thank you.
Yes. His memory lives on forever. Kiwi the hermit crab. Who knew that you would have a podcast talking about your hermit crab, you know?
James Ducum Drew learned.
I know. Anything is possible. Reach for the stars. So let's get into let's get into the top 3 stories of this week. Farrah Abraham. We love to hate
her. Is that what we're starting with? We're going to start with Farrah Abraham?
Yeah, let's talk about Farrah's baby bombshell.
Yeah.
You know, because what better way to start our day with Farrah's baby bombshell? You know, we could have a little another Sophia, which would be a blessing. So Farrah decided to gift us all with photos of her wearing a bikini made out of eggs.
Happy Easter.
Yes. What better way to say happy Easter to my fans than wearing a bikini made out of eggs? It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life. It looked extremely uncomfortable. But she uploaded a couple of photos on her Instagram story writing, "I'm feeling very fertile," and another one saying "fertile." So a lot of people were thinking, like, is this another baby hint? Like, are you hinting at another pregnancy? Do you want another baby? But then some people were saying, no. You know, she just talked about wanting more kids and if it was in her future. I think it was like March. I think maybe we talked about it a couple weeks ago. And she just said, you know, it doesn't seem possible right now. You know, she's working. She's a boss babe, or what's her term? Boss babe? Little boss? So, you know, it just doesn't seem possible. So, no, Farrah's not pregnant, which I guess is kind of a good thing because she seems to be quite busy.
I can't see Farrah with a newborn.
Oh, my God,
no. She's too busy.
She's just doing all these weird traveling things.
Yeah, like she would literally need to I mean, she would have to have a nanny.
Yeah.
And I think her traveling would have to be cut for a few months.
Yeah, for a few years until the child's old enough to take her photos for her, like Sophia is at 9, 10 years old.
Yeah.
You know, Sophia's at a good age where she could travel with her. Who knows what she does when she's like naked on a paddleboard or naked on a beach? Who knows where Sophia is during these moments? But Sophia's at an old enough age where she could kind of just like go maybe with a babysitter. Mm-hmm. Who knows what Farrah does. But I can't picture Farrah with a newborn.
I can't picture her with a newborn. I don't think she wants a newborn. I can't see Farrah settling down ever. I feel like she's always going to be this socialite almost and this reality star figure. And I think, you know, she had her child. She's at the age where she can do school on the road, supposedly, and where she can travel with her. And I don't think Farrah is going to slow down her career for a child. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't see her being like 35 and settling down. I really think that she's going to be this social life figure. Kind of like Paris Hilton. I mean, I guess Paris Hilton settled a little bit.
She tried and it just didn't work
she
out.
She keeps trying, yeah. But I just think the fame has consumed her way too much. And I just,
way too much,
I don't see her with a newborn at this time.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, she did say, you know, her friends are adopting and she grew up with kids.
I can see her adopting an older child.
Yeah. Maybe like 10 also.
Yeah.
But I can't see her, you know, with someone having a baby or even just going to the sperm bank if she wants to.
I can see someone wanting to have a baby. Right. Like, God bless Simon. He was the only person who I think was able to actually handle her.
For quite a while.
I was watching, so I had to, I did an article yesterday and I needed a screenshot of her in Froco, the frozen yogurt store.
Oh, memories.
So I ended up finding a clip of her, of Michael. Do you remember when Michael dressed up as the mascot?
Yes.
And she was like, babe, take a photo of me and Michael. And like Simon was taking the photos and she's like, thank you, babe. And I was like, wow. I was like,
she's nice.
I was like, I forgot what it was like to see Farrah like happy in a relationship. And this is when they first started dating. This wasn't like
years.
When they were like on and off and in that weird place.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. He's the only one that really stuck by her for years.
Because I think work wise, they meshed so well together. Like they understood work. They understood they weren't clingy with each other. They were like a good couple. He kind of like was able to deal with her like verbal attacks.
He would just ignore everything.
Yeah,
he was just like, girl, bye.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if she's gonna find someone like him again.
Yeah, she definitely needs someone with a lot of patience. Someone who's willing to cater to her. Many, many things, but as of right now, no baby for Farrah. She's just working on her empire, her bikini photo, sex toys, and whatever the hell she's doing, empire. So that's good.
Also, Farrah, for next Easter, instead of fertile, you can make the caption, my body is excellent.
Excellent. I know that was one of the captions.
Oh,
excellent.
Was it?
Excellent. Yeah, for me, yeah.
Oh, for you, yeah.
Because that's like just a classic line. Like
yeah,
when you're making, you're the egg queen. Like you love eggs. Don't you just say like, these eggs are excellent.
Right. Like, yeah, me. Yes, definitely. Sorry, I thought we were still talking about Farrah. I was like, she likes eggs.
She likes eggs. I like eggs.
I love eggs. Yeah, no, that caption was silly.
Yeah. I mean, if she wanted attention, she got it as always. But yeah, next year, just make it just a little simple.
Okay, going into our second topic this week. Ryan Edwards is out of jail.
Yes.
As we said on last week's podcast, Radar broke the story. We saw a first photo of him.
Finally.
So a source told me that they were spending Easter apart, that Ryan is not allowed at her family's house for Easter because rightfully so, they're very mad about everything that transpired. So Mackenzie, of course, showed a maybe real, probably fake, united front.
Definitely fake.
Yes. They took a photo and Ryan looked good. He looked skinny.
Yeah.
What do you think of the photo?
He's fully gray.
Yeah, that's not even.
Yeah, that's just long gone. He's just fully gray now. But I think he looked healthier.
You know, he looked, when I say skinny, I mean, I don't mean like scary skinny. I mean, he looked
healthy.
Fit.
Yeah.
He looks like he worked out in the gym.
Yeah.
And wow. It looks like he worked out in jail.
Yeah. And, I mean, is there a gym in jail?
Yeah. But I meant like while he was in jail. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you could just kind of like tell in his face looked slimmer. That, you know, he's obviously gone through a detox in jail, possibly. I mean, we don't really know. We can't confirm that. But he did look slim. You know, he was smiling. So, I mean, when I saw it, I was just like, whoa. I mean, I kind of expected her to share a photo.
She had to. I mean.
Yeah, because, you know, just to kind of show everyone like, hey, like, look, we're kind of happy. But I think, you know, who knows when that photo was taken. Because then Bentley was with Macy Taylor.
Wait, yeah, that's what we were confused about.
So that was in Nashville. So I think Taylor tagged one of his siblings, and I clicked on it, and the location on their photos, it was another town in Tennessee, sorry. So
they were in Tennessee.
Yeah, so they were in Tennessee. So it's possible Bentley saw Ryan in the morning.
I'm thinking they dropped Bentley off either in the morning or what time was the photo posted? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember.
I feel like it was like later in the day. But yeah, they could have dropped Bentley off in the morning just to say hi to everyone. Who knows? That could have been the first time he saw his dad since he was released.
Yeah.
So yeah, we don't know when that photo was taken. But she didn't post anything on her story from that day. So
yeah,
who knows?
I mean, what your source said, if my husband did any of that, he would not be invited to Easter at all. I don't even think he would be invited to anything.
No, my husband would be completely...
Yeah, just out of the picture.
I would probably also be.
Yeah.
I mean, and we're not talking regarding the drug stuff. I mean, listen, Mackenzie's standing by his side with all of that. Good for her. We're talking about the Tinder cheating.
Yeah, which only happened in December, weeks prior to him being arrested.
And was the third time that it happened.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how do you show your face? Like, yes, my husband was cheating on me. It was confirmed. The numbers matched up. Happy Easter. Like, how do you show your face? I would never be able to. But, I mean, it's going to be interesting. Like, will she show more? But also, can we talk about the bad booties?
Yes! Oh, my God. I follow bad booties now on Instagram.
It is the most annoying thing in the world.
It is very annoying. So.
I, like, want to. Oh, I'll mute them. That's what I'll do.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because they're just so annoying.
But I'm frustrated. So, both Ryan and Mackenzie follow bad booties. Mackenzie obviously followed it because Ryan was following it. And she was all like, I follow it, too. Ha ha.
So. We're such a couple. I mean, if you don't follow it, it's, you know, exactly what it sounds like. It's an Instagram account.
Bad booties.
Dedicated to girls' butts. Like, that's
wearing string thongs.
Like, basically nothing.
Basically nothing.
So now every single time I log onto Instagram, there's the photo. I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
But I'm annoyed. Ryan's being a good boy because he hasn't been liking any of the photos.
I know.
I've been looking.
I know. But so it was funny because people saw that Ryan started following it literally a day after he got out of jail, maybe 2 days.
Yeah.
And then people were showing photos of Mackenzie. But yeah, she tried to play it off. And it's like, girl, we all know you just wanted to see what your husband's liking. We all just want to see if he comments.
So it was a private account.
Yes.
You have to be accepted. So she definitely followed it. So she can be like.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like, so she could creep on him. Mm-hmm. But it's like everyone was saying, girl, this is so sad. Like, you really need to do this. But also, why is Ryan on Instagram following bad booties 2 days after getting out of jail? You haven't seen your wife in, like, 3 months, like, and you go and you follow an account? I guess that's what he was doing when he was sitting in the woods.
Yes.
Following bad booties.
He was like, what can I follow on Instagram with this newfound time that I have?
Yes. This newfound silence. I have so much freedom.
Yeah.
Like, I know. I'll follow bad booties.
Bad booties.
I mean... To each their own, but...
To each their own. We're not judging.
I know. Ryan's just living his best life.
Ryan, live your best life.
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate that you have Mackenzie breathing down your neck. But, again, your choice.
Your choice.
So let's get into the third biggest story of the week. Our girl Chelsea's house was robbed. So we saw it on this week's Teen Mom 2. And Chelsea explained that... When they were away, so we figured this out, it was probably around the holidays, like in between Christmas and New Year's.
I have the date, so.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah, but continue.
So we figured out the date. And they were on vacation. They came back and they came home. They put their suitcases down. Chelsea went into their master bedroom and noticed that their closet was just torn apart. Came out saying something's not right. Cole sprung into action as always. And, you know, he checked the house to see if anyone was hiding. Didn't find anyone. They contacted the police. So, yeah, it was really, really scary. So what details do you have on that?
The sheriff's office said Cole and Chelsea arrived home and noticed items were missing. Multiple handbags were taken. As you know, in the episode, Chelsea feared that her posting about the vacation on social media made her home a target. But she then said that a home a few miles away was also broken into. The sheriff told Radar that they're not sure at this time if it is related.
Yeah, it's definitely scary. I mean, a lot of people are saying, you know, it's so weird because Teen Mom has often filmed Chelsea's house. Like, we know what it looks like from the back.
I mean, come on. It's as simple even just going on the court's website and finding out the property record. Like, anyone can find out where she lives.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they should go as far as showing the houses, but people can figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen more of the back of the house than the front, but people could kind of just piece it together.
So I asked the officer in the case, I was like, do you think that it was a fan? Do you think that it was someone who saw the show and kind of targeted them?
Yeah.
And he basically said what he said before, which was, you know, they can't confirm it. But he did say that he's lived in Turner County all of his life. He said that he has watched Teen Mom many times. And he said that he had no idea that Chelsea lived in Turner County. Like, just the way MTV shows her house, he said it's not obvious that she lives in this area. So because of that, they don't think that it was show-related, although it could be. You know, he wasn't really able to delve too much into the investigation. He couldn't say. He said they did have a few leads, but nothing came of it. He said that hopefully they will find out who did it. They might have to wait until there is another hit or, you know, if the items come up. So as of right now, the investigation's still ongoing and they haven't caught the guy, which is kind of scary.
It is. And Chelsea afterwards was staying at her mom's house because she has two little babies and Aubrey. Like, if she was home alone, I don't really know Cole's work hours, but she always says that he works sometimes really, really late.
It seems like he's gone all day.
All day. And sometimes, like, really late at night. Yeah. Like, I see on her story, it's like 12 o'clock and then it's probably what, like one, like an hour behind there. So I see him coming home late and it's like even 9 o'clock, someone could come and like try to rob your house. You know, you can't run with two babies and Aubrey. You have to get them all together. Like, what would she do? So it's really, really scary. And if I was her, I would be staying at my parents' house forever. I would just be so scared to be by myself.
Listen, you're on a television show. You have so many fans. Look at Bristol Palin with her stalker.
Yeah.
Like I said, anyone can find out where anyone lives, whether you're a celebrity or not.
Yeah. I mean, look at all, like, even, like, Justin Bieber and Paris and Lindsay. They're all broken into.
Exactly. You need to have a security system because you know what? If you're not home and your security system goes off, the police are at least going to come.
Yeah, exactly.
And you at least have the, you know, that if you're home alone and the alarm does go off, you can either get all the kids, put them in a room, knowing the police are going to come, or you can, you know, attempt to get out as quick as you can.
Yeah.
At least you know when it, you know, it's not too late. The person's already in the house. So they just need to get a better alarm system. Didn't you say Randy had said something about that?
Yeah. So Randy, I guess when she lived at her old house, that first one, that brown green one, a fan actually approached the house and, like, they have knocked on her door. So I think she did go and get security because, I mean, when we think back to years ago, like when they kind of first started, like, did anyone truly care about these people? You know, it's like the show wasn't as big as it is now. So I think, you know, when they all got into it, they didn't really consider themselves like celebrities. But with social media, that escalated. Like, Chelsea has now almost 6 million followers. Kale has like over 3. Like, these girls are extremely well known now. Like, they're reality TV, like, icons in MTV's eyes.
And they all live in small towns. It's not like they live in, like, New York and California. They live in places where they're the celebrity of their state.
Exactly. I mean, when Cole saw Chelsea at the gas station, he knew who she was. He even said that on, like, their love story. He's like, it's a very small town. Like, I knew who she was, and that's how I contacted her.
I thought he said he didn't know she was on the show.
No, I think... No, he said he knew her. Like, he's like, it's a very small town. Well, MTV wasn't filming. So maybe that's what he meant. Like, if he did say that, like, oh, I didn't think they were filming.
I remember him saying.
Because I think they met
he
when.
He didn't know she was who she was.
No, he did. That's how he reached out to her on Facebook. Because he knew her name and he was like, it's a very small town. And it's like you said, like, they're celebrities of their towns. Like, I mean, I don't even know what the town she lives in, but South Dakota, it's like, you know. So these girls now are so much more famous than they were. So I think Chelsea did have security system on her first house. But this one, so they got the house last summer. They were there before Lane gave birth. So this was only, they were in the house maybe 4 months. And Randy, so came to her defense and was on Twitter. And he was like, look, you know, they do have security cameras, whatever. It just wasn't installed yet. Like, they just moved in.
Okay, but that should be, like, your first
thing.
That would be the first. Before I unpack the photos on the wall, that should be the first thing I do. Come on.
Cole is, like, quite handy. Like, have him do it on a Saturday. Like,
Saturday morning. Dedicate 2 hours. Yeah. It takes. Dedicate a whole day if you want to. Dedicate the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah, just do it. Camera, security. Like, they need it because these girls are really famous now and people are crazy.
So, I don't know if you felt this way. But this was before I even knew there was a robbery. Did you watch the video where she was showing her bag, the diaper bag? Did you watch that on Instagram story?
Recently?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Did you see when she was like, this is the zipper I put my wallet in?
Yeah.
I'm watching it and I'm like, Chelsea, your wallet is in the front pocket that anyone can just open it and take it right out. Like, you just told 6 million people where you put your wallet.
In your bag.
In the bag that you supposedly wear every single day. I'm a little confused. Like, these people, these girls, these celebrities need to be careful. Look at Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Showing off all her jewelry.
No.
They knew what they were doing when they robbed her in Paris. Come on.
Yeah, they were planning it. They were following her. You know, I think it was Kylie who was posting on Snapchat exactly where she is. I mean, think of it now. Like, with your location on Instagram, like, anybody, you know, could see where you are. Like,
I shut off my Snapchat location.
Yeah.
Because.
I know there's a whole big thing with that going on. And it's like, even when you're putting on your Instagram story, when you're at a certain bar, like, you don't know what people are going to do.
I usually post it either when I leave.
Yes.
Or right when I'm about to leave, unless I really need to post it.
Yeah, unless you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
I need this person to know I'm here.
Yes. Or if I'm, like, with someone who I don't think anyone will abduct me.
Yeah. I'm like, I won't get kidnapped with
you. Yeah, it's fine. But it's scary. You need to be careful because Instagram story, I mean, I'm public, so literally anyone can see.
Yeah,
I don't think
I'm public.
Don't kidnap me, but if you wanted to.
Please don't kidnap her.
Please don't.
You'll have to deal with her 22 personalities, so please don't kidnap Teresa, okay?
It won't be fun.
Yeah, it won't be fun, I swear. It's not going to be that much fun. Like, she's a lot to deal with. You'll probably return her. So it's, I mean, yeah, please don't come get her. I mean, yeah, unless you want a little stress-headed.
Unless you want some venting, you know. I'm a good venter, so.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, it is really true. Hopefully these girls learn. I mean, right now, a couple of them are on vacation, and people are like, didn't you just learn from this episode not to put it on social media? Like, Kale's on vacation. And it's like,
oh my God,
don't do that.
One time, sorry, this is off topic, but one time my mom posted, going away on a cruise for 2 weeks, can't wait to be with my friends. My mom's, like, very, like, new to Facebook.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Mom, like, you just posted that you're going to be gone for 2 weeks. I'm home alone for 2 weeks. And she's like, oh, I didn't think about that. Okay, let me delete it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Yeah, when I went to Italy a couple years ago, my parents were like, do not post anything on Facebook.
Nope.
Like, don't. I remember I think I had, that was maybe when I first started. So my Instagram was probably like still private.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't think these people are going to come rob us. But yeah, it's, I don't post anything. I'm like, I don't want to know where. I don't want people to know where I am.
You really shouldn't post when you're on vacation. When you get home?
Yeah.
Then, I mean, unless you, like, live with your parents. But if you live in your own home, just wait till you get back.
Yeah. It could wait.
It can wait.
As they always say, it could wait.
Enjoy the vacation. Put the phone down.
Yes.
Ryan,
like,
put
detox.
The phone down in the woods.
Yeah. Just put the phone down in the woods. Don't follow any more booty accounts. Like, just...
Let's be safe, guys.
Detox. Exactly. Let's be safe.
Safe and faithful.
Yes. Faithful. On this week's Teen Mom, Truth or Tale. So over the years, we have seen so many businesses come about. We have Pot Hair, which is amazing, by the way.
Pothead.
Oh, what did I just say? Pot hair?
Pot hair.
Oh, pot head, which is amazing. We use it. Kale, if you could send us more, that would be amazing.
Kale, if you can send us more.
Yes.
Please do.
Please do. Please do. It's amazing. It smells great.
I'm only using it like when I have somewhere to go.
Yes. When I'm like.
Because I don't want to waste it on like work.
Like, but no I know fun. Like people might be like sniffing my hair. I'm like, that's when I use it because.
Where are you going?
It's expensive. You never know. So what else? So we have TTM. We would love samples of that. Things That Matter. That is Macy and Taylor's clothing line.
Froco, furnished by Farrah.
Which has Sophia failed.
Laurent.
Yes. We also have, I'm trying to think.
Forever Haute.
Forever Haute. And then Amber tried to do a fashion line. Now we also have Janelle's Cosmetics line.
J.E. Cosmetics.
Yeah. And then they also tried to do a scuba diving business. So we've had a lot. I think that's kind of really it, except for Kate and Tyler's. So when, I guess it was a couple years ago.
2017. Actually, yes. I'll tell you exactly. It was, Tiara Reign was launched February 28th, 2017.
Yes. So they launched it. My personal thing is, like, my personal thought, I think they launched it when they were going through a lot. Like, a lot of heartache. They kind of wanted another baby, but they weren't sure. They put, like, blood, sweat, and tears, I don't even know if that's the right saying, into this company. I mean, Tyler was up designing and doing patterns and, you know, fringe and boys and girls. Like, they were crazy about it. And I thought it was going to be really successful. And, you know, we've seen photo shoots. It was featured on the show. It seemed to be doing well. Teresa, do you have an update on it? Because fans are kind of, like, wondering, like, where am I going to get my kids' clothes?
I'm sure that's what our fans are wondering. So I went to the
Tiara.
Sorry. So I went to the Tiara Reign website, and it is down.
Oh.
So. I called the Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, and they told me that Kaylin and Tyler have failed to file their annual statements for 2018 and 2019. Now, this does not mean that the business has been dissolved. They do have a grace period. They have until February 2020 to file all of their annual statements. If they do not file it by February 2020, it will no longer be an LLC, and the name is up for grabs. So if anyone wants to name their company Tiara Reign,
it might be
available. It might be available.
February 2020, clear your calendar. It's basically like tomorrow.
For anyone who wants the exact date, it's going to be the 15th.
Yeah. Oh, right after Valentine's Day. What a way to surprise your sweetie with a Tiara Reign.
Business name. Okay. So basically, you know, the company is still in good standing. We don't really know why it's down at the moment. We kind of have an idea. So last year in 2018, Tyler did close the business down for a week. No one was able to take any orders because Kaylin was at treatment and he visited her during family week. The last time they posted on their social media was in September. I saw a few Reddit comments of people saying around the holidays, probably December-ish, that they looked at the site. There was no new collection. It was all still the fall items. So there was no winter collection. All of the fall items were either on clearance or out of stock. So as of December, January, the website was still up. As I said before, it is now down. So my inkling is that they got busy. As we know, Kate announced her pregnancy in, I think, September.
Yes.
Right? She gave birth in February. So I'm just thinking, just looking at the timeline, I just think they're busy.
100%, yeah.
Like, they have a newborn.
Yeah, they have a newborn. I think...
Filming, probably.
Also,
mental health stuff.
They're split. Mm-hmm. You know, they were kind of separated. Tyler wasn't even living in that home.
No.
So, yeah. And also, Butch went to rehab.
Yeah, I mean...
His sister, Tyler's sister, went to rehab. So, I think it just got way too much.
And they just... And I think he probably just closed the site down just so that.
Yeah, so he can handle it.
Because they don't have inventory, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and I mean, Tyler's always said that he's kind of carried the weight of like his entire family.
And the business, no offense, but I didn't see Kate much in there. It seemed like it was all Tyler doing it.
I feel like it was Tyler's way to kind of like deal with heartbreak because, I mean, before they had this baby and before they even had this miscarriage, like, Tyler said, like, I want another baby, and they always talked about it, and I feel like it was just his way to, like, cancel out everything that was happening with Kate, with his family. He was just like, I just want to work, you know, because also, I mean, no offense to them, but they they don't have 9-to-5 jobs. Like, they're home all the time. And this was also before they had their farm.
It was a passion project for them.
Yeah, and I feel like it was just a way for him to escape.
I agree.
And he seemed to really, really enjoy it.
I think he really liked it, and it makes me a little sad because I feel like it was the only thing that was his.
Yes.
Like, Kate was so consumed for a very long time about getting healthy, which is what she should have done. She did the right thing. She did great with her mental health, and I'm so glad she seems better.
Yeah, totally.
It's a lifelong struggle, obviously, so it's great to see that she is on track right now.
Yeah.
And I just really think that the business was just, like what you said, his escape and a thing that he can really be proud of.
Yeah.
And it's sad that he's not doing it. I just would like to see, as a business owner, I would like to see, I think an explanation was warranted. Hey, we just welcomed our daughter. Either we're going to step back from the business. New line is expected to come in June. Something.
Something.
Don't just take it down.
Yeah. You need to explain what's going on. You need to just tell your fans, because people were clearly buying it. I mean, and if people are going on the site, clearly they want to buy it. So I think, you know, an explanation is needed.
Yeah. I mean, people on Reddit were posting about it. Like, what happened to Tara Reid? And, like, there's no new stuff.
Yeah.
It hasn't been updated.
These fans have been following these people for over 10 years now. Like, that's the thing. That's why they are pretty successful. And because they're loyal fans. Like, people are like, I love Tyler and Kate. I personally would not want to buy pants that look like that.
My opinion. I wasn't a fan of the collection. There was nothing in that collection that I liked. Sorry.
Yeah, but... Mm. I mean, if I already didn't have 50 sweatshirts, I would definitely buy something from Macy and Taylor because I like them and I would want to support them. You know, like, you just want to support people that are good and, you know, people, that deserve it.
They did. I think, who knows? Maybe no one bought anything and it went, but things were sold out. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it was just, you know, they got busy with life. And hopefully it does come back because they could really, like, take this somewhere. I mean, people have, you know, uploaded pictures of, like, these big celebrities wearing TTM. I think it was like a Disney Channel guy. I don't know. Or like
Javi.
Javi wears a 24. Well, now he wears CrossFit Killshot. His company too.
Yeah.
CrossFit Killshot. But people have uploaded. Yeah. Javi's always wearing TTM. Every single time we go out, TTM. I'm like, do you own anything else?
Jeremy too.
Yeah. So I think Kate and Tyler have the potential to take this somewhere. You know, you never know what could happen.
It got too big. I feel like we saw, maybe it got too big. I feel like we saw in some episodes he was struggling.
Yeah.
With it, with the orders, getting everything packaged, sending it. Because he was doing that all himself.
Well, and also if we think about, you know, Macy and Taylor, they were doing it at home and then it got too busy. And then they're like, okay, like, you know, this is a job.
Like, she quit her social media job that she had, remember? And she did this full time.
Yeah. And also Taylor, he quit his job.
Yeah.
So then they packed up and they got an office. You know, they made moves. Like, Tyler's, like, he, like we said, like a passion project, and it got too much. And it was like, whoa. You know, these people haven't really had a job. Mm-hmm. So I think they were just kind of like, you know, it hit them fast. Like, whoa, this is work now. Like, this isn't fun. Like, you know, this is demanding. And if there's a problem, I have to fix it. You know, it was a one-man band. So I think... I mean, maybe they'll bring it back when their kids are a little bit older and in school, because Macy and Taylor are still putting their kids in daycare and going to work on TTM. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, their priorities just need to be, you know, in line before moving forward with it.
So before we get into the teas, I want to go over two things in the recap super quick.
Okay.
How the hell is MTV going to film Janelle if they cannot go to North Carolina? So is every Janelle scene moving forward going to be Skype?
Yeah. Could you imagine if we just went to work with Skype?
Wild.
Like, hey, guys, I'm at my house.
I'm here.
Imagine we had to do the podcast via Skype.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just going to call in, Laura.
I'm just going to call in. Like, we're just going to call in. Just, you know, we're going to be home.
Yeah, Sam, we're not coming on Wednesdays anymore.
We're not coming up here. We're just going to call in. You know, like, it's just mind-boggling.
It's mind-boggling.
This is your job. Like... all you have to do is film.
But it's not Janelle. It's David. It's not even Janelle.
It's David,
The disclaimer read that David threatened to show up at every single shoot and shut down production. Therefore, producers don't feel safe going to North Carolina. It is her husband. She needs to get her husband under control and understand they do not have any money without this show. He does not work. Their scuba diving business, I have no idea what happened to it.
The people claimed it back.
Okay, there you go.
So they lost that.
There you go. The makeup business is... I'm sorry, Janelle. No one's buying makeup from you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I would never buy your lipstick.
I'm sorry. It's just not happening. You're not making money that way. The only way you're making money is the show.
Yeah. Because guess what? No one's buying your book, girl. No one cares.
When the show's over, all your endorsement deals, you barely have any because everyone pulls from them.
Yeah.
Blue Apron,
Mommy and Me clothing, like... You know, Netflix was so quick to shut down, like, any, you know, rumors that they were working with her. Like,
right.
No.
So you need to get your husband in order, and you need to figure this out, because you need money.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think the show, if every episode is going to be Skype, I don't think MTV's going to keep her.
Well, the thing is, so I was reading on different reports saying that the girls signed on for all of season 9, you know, because they have 9A and 9B.
But I don't want to watch it. This contract is just nine. Sniping.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. All they're doing is like dragging out, you know, her and Amber's fight. And it's like, you know, what else? That's all she's doing is fighting with people. We had her fight with Babs. Now we have her fight with Amber. And then I feel like we also had another Skype fight or like a face Instagram live fight.
The I want to kill you. I want to go kill.
Yeah, that was with Babs. Like, everything is just like an Instagram fight. Like, it's I'm over it.
And now it looks like next week they fly them out somewhere because she's like talking to Barbara.
Well, I did read on another report that never happened. That trip never happened, so it was never filmed. Kentucky. She never went. And also, MTV pays for these vacations.
Well, David probably said no.
Yeah.
Because that was what Babs said. Did you tell David?
Yeah. And it's like...
Tell David what?
You're a grown-ass woman. Yeah. That's your son. He's not the father. He does not need your permission.
He did not adopt Jace.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's insane how much is controlled. And it's annoying. I'm like, I don't want to watch this. Like, just don't have her on the show.
No. Honestly, I'm at the point where it's like, let's just get someone new. Bring in Mackenzie McKay.
Like, bring in the Dancing Lobsters. So, like... It's just, I'm at the point where I'm so over it.
Yeah.
And I remember, I think Tyler tweeted that there should be punishment in the contract.
I've said this before. Supposedly, Housewives does have fines for things. They should do that. And I also want to say that the show, for anyone who loves watching Janelle, we love watching her. But if she's gone, we're still going to get the crazy because she's still going to post it on social media.
Yeah, we're still going to talk about her.
We're not missing anything. Radar will keep up with her.
Yeah, exactly. So don't worry.
Don't worry.
You'll still be updated on her life, unfortunately.
MTV, just let her go.
Just let her go. We're so over her.
Okay, second thing. Jason has confirmed. I just want to say that...
Teresa's living for this moment
since
right now.
Since day one on this podcast, I have been waiting for this moment.
You really have.
I have, because I have been skeptical, I have not trusted, and I knew Jason Jordan was not going to be the great guy everyone made him out to be. Okay, no one makes meth man videos and is a good guy.
No, you're 100% right.
So I just want to say that I told you so.
No, Teresa told you first. No, it's true. Yeah, I had more hope for him. It's unfortunate to think that a man that age, who's a father, acts in this way, you know, comes into a woman's life who obviously has dealt with a lot and is still dealing with a lot. Like, you know, she's 25, 26 years old, juggling two baby daddies, a past drug addiction. You know, her life's crazy. She's a single mom. And this guy, like a full grown-ass man, comes in and like starts like bitching about like all of her co-parenting and like, oh, you can't talk to him without me. You can't do this without me. Like, you know, I'm going to turn off the electricity. Like, no.
Listen.
Go home,
Jason. If you're strict with your son, fine. Parents have different parenting styles. Not going to judge if you're a strict parent. I grew up with strict parents. That's how some people parent.
Yeah.
That's fine. But you can't come in and be like, if Allie talks to you in a bad way, I'm shutting the power off and she's sitting on the couch all night.
Yeah.
Like, no. Like, if that's not how Leah parents, that's not how you should parent. It's a team.
Yeah.
And you need to find a middle.
A team and also respect, because if we think about it, they started dating last summer. Mm-hmm. Like, last July, I think we reported it. this was probably around the holidays, and it's like your boyfriend of like 6 months is already parenting your child.
And I think deep down, Leah knew it was wrong. The fact that she asks the girls every episode, do you love Jason?
I know. That was the weirdest thing.
Oh, my God. Aaliyah loves Jason. Like, okay, we get it.
Yeah. Like, you're really pushing this.
You're pushing him.
Yeah, you're pushing him on the girls. And it's just, it was so wrong the way they went about it because Leah and Corey are the parents. Yes, I do believe, like, step-parents come in. Like, you could, you know, have that voice.
You're
like,
able to discipline. You're not allowed to.
You're able to. I just think there comes a time and a place. Like, you know, I remember watching, like, Cole with Aubrey once.
Yeah, scene. I wanted to bring that up, yeah.
The scene when she was holding Watson, mm-hmm. and she, like, wasn't really cooperating with Chelsea, and she was like, you know, give me the baby. Like, don't hold him so tight. And Cole was just like, Aubrey? And that was it. Like, there comes
it's
a time
a
and a place. Yeah, it's a team, but you also need to respect the parent and then also the other parent. Because maybe Corey doesn't discipline like that. Like,
right.
You know, he does it differently at his house. And they communicate about that.
Leah admitted she's a pushover. And, you know, if you want to be like, hey, Leah, like, you're being a little bit of a pushover. I think that we should be a little more strict. That's fine. But I feel like it was kind of 0 to 100, in my opinion, compared to her parenting style.
Totally.
Then, as you mentioned before, we have the whole, so what do you think about Jeremy never being around? Your work comes before your child. He was just instigating all of these fights.
Yes, totally.
And what are some social media hints that she dropped after the split that they kind of, like, didn't have the best relationship?
Well, she was tweeting about the whole, like, oh, you know, if Jason can't keep his mouth shut, you know, I'll tell them the truth. And it's kind of like, girl, we kind of see it. Like, we know he's controlling.
Know.
Yeah,
we know.
And she also said how she wasn't allowed to talk to Jeremy without Jason in the group text. Yeah, she tweeted that. She was like, we couldn't even communicate as co-parents without Jason being in the text.
There you go.
So it's, you know, he obviously was uncomfortable and it's, I mean, you just need to have respect. And I think that's one thing he lacked. It's, you can't come into a family and take digs at the dad for working. Leah knew what she was getting herself into before she got pregnant with Addie, with Jeremy. We know that he works like 3 months away at a time. Like, she knew that. You can't all of a sudden come into their life 5 years down the road and be like, I swear, I wouldn't even, like, there's no distance between me and my child. That's Jeremy's career path. You need to respect that, you know?
Leah knew that going in. Leah knew that.
Yeah.
They didn't have a kid, and he's like, all right, I'm going to take this job.
Yeah.
100, you know, states and states away, hours away.
Yeah.
Like, no, she knew it going in. It was her decision.
Yeah.
And she regretted it. She said, I shouldn't have said all those bad things about him. Like,
yeah, exactly. They've come so far. And even Leah and Corey, and to come in and to just cause all these problems, it's just, you need to take a seat. Like, you need to just back off. You need to just be, like, the fun additional parent, I guess, in a way. Yeah. Like, for a little, until you get comfortable, until you gain respect and a place.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, next week she does announce on the show that they break up. So I'm anxious to see what she says.
I know. I can't wait to see, you know, more details if she spills it. You know, maybe she's been quiet. Maybe she just laid it all out on camera with Brendan, her producer. So we'll see. On this week's Teen Mom Tease, so Kale and Lauren, a relationship we love to watch not exist, kind of.
Sure. You know? A relationship we don't understand.
We don't understand.
Doesn't exist.
I guess because, you know, Lauren has a baby with Javi now. She's in Lincoln's life forever.
Yeah, which is funny because V has a baby with Joe and it is in his life forever.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it's just, you know, Kale is just confusing us with who she wants to be friends with and who she doesn't. I mean, we love Lauren. We love V. So it's just, it's very confusing. But Kale kind of cleared up her co-parenting situation with all three baby daddies, plus Lauren, too. So check out OKMagazine.com for that update.
All right, guys, that's all we have for this week's episode. Check back next week for even more teen mom drama.
Bye.